Of spit trapezes, seize geometry, phlegm, scrum, knuckles, hum, consonant, gobstop, corpse, and clot. I know it's textile from the typography of your lips, your scrunch and munch, your blistex baboon, how sea pazes, snorkel until pfft, belly flops against H's amoeba rhythm. How, squat in glottal eye, bugles a gorilla orchestra, and see cleats and pickaxes up from lungs, and how, in shame, H teeter totters back into the warm of throat and still larva. A. Rah rah skittles percussion, each squawk box blorf xylophones nougat goo, pancake fold vocal garble lullaby, puka puka chunder, gut bugs obese buzz, chakalaka ziz, chocoholic zest, chinchilla zong, chelastic zook, chainsaw zing, chechen zilch, chug zit chirp sap. Nacho flip ch. Chin a mouthful goiter, tongue and canine boing boing until ch ch knockout chipmunk a chew, until ch hush crustacean and opera urchin fable, the chihara has to sing inside the mouth. A trechant or accordion bellow, bubble jet into your mouth dome, moist timbles, pus kazoo into jaw marrow, and you will chatterbox, blob the barbs of sea with honey, and herd glottal stops out the lips. You will learn to use your mouth. Wow, I'm tired now. That was really hard. And also really cool and really fun. I really do enjoy reading poetry, and that was more of a challenge than I think I've ever encountered before when it comes to the poetry I've read on the radio. So again, that was Jordan Scott. Stay tuned. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to be doing a really great interview with him all about the poetics of stuttering, which is fascinating. And just for your information, that this book, Blurt, was published by Coach House Books from Toronto. So that comes to the end of our very short half hour. Thanks so much for listening. Please do send us any requests, questions, comments, whatever you want to say, love letters, I like those too, to audiotextcitr@gmail.com, and we'll be back next week.
So tell me, why is the climate flip? The truth is black and white like the Nanaimo chips. Or the no logo logo used to buy hardcore for Dolo. Now I'm trying to put holes in their barcodes like promos. Should I even know why we spend companies concentrate on a camp like IBM? Ever seen a CEO smile and get folks to sell? Coal burners after oil murders, ghosts in the shell. Hello, what's yellow and red and bushes fellow in bed? You better get the pointless stilettos, the head dead. Right, they map out a path that it kill a tourist. The smoke on the water straight out of Philip Morris. Look at Walmart, they thug down the nice. Gun through the sweatshops, run down the prices. Far as wrong plans go, they're a bigger public enemy than Flavor Flav working for Monsanto. Don't spend the time until they get the price by. Even I'm still in the lifestyle. Testing the course from precious tips to veteran cause. 30 seconds with my message across. Don't spend the time until they get the price by. Even I'm still in the lifestyle. Testing the course from precious tips to veteran cause. 30 seconds with my message across. I am a man at odds with companies far from even-handed, but I've even handed out cash for their jeans and hats. It seems that I contradict quite slightly. Conflicted wearing orange, blue, and white Nikes. But does it really make a difference since everyone's interest is green paper? Many companies thrive off cheap labor. Like I told this punk to watch his feet, he said, fuck off. Told him Nike owns Converse, you aren't safe with Chucks on. Now it seems what you wear is a cotton ideology or a homespun philosophy for grown-up autonomy. But you are not alone like a festival line. Up. Your claws to find a tree that they want you to climb up. Not hung up on thrift stores, but I feel a little better. Spending cheddar on a used button-up or sweater. I won't say stop buying, cause it isn't realistic. The cop because you wanna make your own damn decisions. Don't spend the time until you get the price bow. Even I'm selling a lifestyle. Testing the cost from precious tips of veteran boss. 30 seconds gets my message across. Don't spend the time until they get the price bow. Even I'm selling a lifestyle. Testing the cost from precious tips of veteran boss. 30 seconds gets my message across. First you are being watched, so no I'm not fucking paranoid. A pair of boys with pins to get in lock to your latitude and attitude to get it real. Smart what you have to do before you let them in. Quite prop for the batter, you your game's on fist. Put your names on the list. You're an actor in a plane and a change in the script. It's amazing, just sit. Grab, you know, magic bullet, had the hope from a tape. You don't get juice like a grapefruit product.
placement in your moving pictures. Hatred in your schooling system. Forsake your patron saint is the president will use religion for his own devices. Vice grip, grip tape, tape roll, roll up, those are darkness. Display is a display of all the trickery. Gary winning all the victory. Whether red or blue, they're giving you wood like Hickory. This is the greatest record of mass destruction. Signing off, Kate's weapon of mass destruction. Don't spend the time until they get the Christ foul. Even I'm selling a lifestyle. Testament calls from precious depths of veteran boss. 30 seconds gets my message across. Don't spend the time until they get the Christ foul. Even I'm selling a lifestyle. Testament calls from precious depths of veteran boss. 30 seconds gets my message across.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B, and this here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this show from 6:30 until 8 is all about Canadian music, so, excuse me. So, that's the deal, and just to let you know, give you a little heads up here, my voice is sounding all scratchy and weird, and it could be simply because I haven't had any sleep lately, really. The few of you that listen to my show, all four of you, maybe three, I don't know, whatever, know that I have a 10-month-old baby. So, but here's the deal. A 10-month-old baby, I'm thinking at this point, my 10-month-old should not be sleeping. I mean, sorry, should be sleeping. 10 months old, that's crazy. Like, and this is our second and final, let me repeat, final child. No more breeding for us. And the first one, she was sleeping at 8 weeks, like a baby. Well, like a baby. That's a wrong statement. No one should ever say he's sleeping like a baby. It doesn't make any sense. So my 10-month-old was up last night from 2:30 or 2 until the time basically I woke up, which was at 5:30, because now I'm back at work. So if I sound crazy, I am. There you go. Okay, so by the way, thank you, Julie and Eric, for doing such a wonderful job ahead of me. And how appropriate. They left off, and I'm starting off with Cadence Weapon. So that is a Canadian band who does hip hop. And I should really know where Cadence Weapon is from. I don't know why I don't. Usually I'm really good with the geography. But excuse my ignorance. Oh, all I have to really do is open up the, what's it called? The artwork thing? The insert? I should know this. Again, no sleep gives you the dum-dums. Let's see. What does it say? It says it was mixed yada yada yada. Usually they'll tell you like little clues like where it was recorded. Well, that's not good. Anyways, I'd like to do some research as to where Cadence Weapon is from. I'm thinking not Vancouver or else I would have known that. First of all. Second of all, Toronto? Probably. That's my first guess. All right. Okay, so that was Cadence Weapon. Anyways, the song was, let's take a look here, 30 seconds. I do believe it was 30 seconds. All right. And why did it take me 15 minutes to get pizza? 15 minutes. Oh, my God. It's the bitch and moan show here with Anita B. But 15 minutes as I'm, like, trying to, you know, I'm like, oh, sweet. I'm here a good 15 minutes early. I'm like, oh, I need some pizza. So I stand in the sub for 15 minutes in line. That was like, I think, an all-time record. And I'm watching as only one girl who's like seriously being trained is dealing with everyone. And it was like, everyone is watching her with like daggers in their eyes. And they're just like, move that piece along quicker. It was awful. And then, of course, you get the dodo with the, you know, the debit card. And then, of course, some of the transactions weren't going through. And I was like, oh, my God. Okay, but I'm going to stop talking and complaining because we have some good music coming up. I'm talking about the Transmitters. They have a new EP. It's called Transmitters. Anyways, it's here at the station and it's got 4 songs on it. And I'm going to play a song number 2. I usually play song 1 or 4, I think. But song number 2, this one is Are You Gonna Take Me? There you go. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
How you gonna tell? We'll be right back.
That right there is from a band called The Great Lake Swimmers. I like the name of the band. Very cool band name. And it's a band name that I've seen sort of all over the place. And there you go. It's the first time I've played them here. And mind you, it's not exactly the typical style of music I'd play here. It's a lot more countryish than I generally like. But not bad, you know? Hey, it's kind of nice to switch it up a bit. So there you go. So that was The Great Lake Swimmers with their song, Gonna Make It Through This Year. And that song can be found on a compilation called WeWork. WeWork is six. A special compilation released to celebrate our sixth anniversary. There you go. Yeah, so that was The Great Lake Swimmers. And then before that, we heard the very much now defunct Daytona with their song Go Faster Stripes from their album Chicane. Chicane. Is it Chicane? Or is it chicane? I'm choosing to pronounce it chicane. Anyways, there's a whole car theme on that album. And I think it was released back in, 94, 95. So that's Daytona. and then Inbreds, of course, from around the same time, maybe 95, that album. No, maybe 94, Combinator with a K. The song we heard was Any Sense of Time. Or is it No Sense of Time? Anyways, there you go. You are listening to a kind of hoarse and raspy Anita B. And the show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here till 8. So we have another hour and 3 minutes of Canadian music. So yeehaw, how cool is that, eh? All right. So Val is here. The lovely Val. The Val that comes on after me. And her show, of course, is Folk Oasis. Folk Oasis, hosted by Val Cormier. She's here from 8 until 10, and she's in the house, so that's very cool. All right, we are going to move on with some more music, of course, unless I have some more complaints to share with you, but I'm thinking that we're good to go. Just know that I'm very tired, but that's okay, because the show must go on. I had a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine at work, say to me, So, like, why are you here? Why don't you just call in sick since you got no sleep tonight, last night? And I was like, you know, the show just must go on. And I just happen to be a teacher. So when you are a teacher, it's not as easy as people think it is to just, like, call in sick because you have to plan. You can't just, like, I mean, some teachers do, mind you. I was a sub many moons ago. But you really do need to have something kind of planned for the kids to do. You know what I'm saying? So I just plugged on through. And tomorrow, any of my grade 10 social studies guys, you got your quiz in the morning. It's a good one. It's a good one. We're talking leading up to the Confederation of Canada. Okay, enough of that. So Stars, we're going to listen to something from the band Stars. They're a band out of Montreal, and they have a new EP out. It's called Sad Robots. And let's see, how about we hear song number... I just like the name of it. It's called A Thread Cut with a Carving Knife. So yeah, let's listen to that one. Sounds good to me. There you go. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back. Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
We'll
All right, out of Vancouver, that is The Tonics doing a cover of the K-Tells' song, I Hate Music. And the K-Tells, I'm almost positive they're from Vancouver, from the late 70s. I'm almost positive. Anyways, that is found on a compilation called O Canada, put out by Lance Rock Records back in 95. It is a collection of Canadian punk rock covers. Very, very cool 14-song compilation that you really should get. If you're into that kind of thing, a lot of garage rock. Yeah. All right. Before The Tonics, we heard Hot Panda. And that is a band out of Montreal? I meant to say Edmonton. Edmonton. They're Edmontonians, I guess. We heard their song Gold Star Swimmer. They have a new Mint record out. It's called, where is it? Bloody Volcano. Is it supposed to be like reference to Sunday, Bloody Sunday? I'm not quite sure what that means, but whatever. Anyways, there you go, Hot Panda. And then before that, they are out of Montreal, talking about the Stars, or just Stars. I'm not quite sure. Is it Stars or the Stars? Same thing with Arcade Fire. Is it? Some people say the Arcade Fire, but I think it's just Arcade Fire. Anyways, okay, so Stars with, let's see, the song. It's got a long name. It's A Thread Cut with a Carving Knife. And their new album out is called Sad Robots. Well, it's not an album. It's actually an EP. And I do believe the definition for an EP is something under 9 songs. Maybe it's 8. Something like that. No, I think it's... Yeah. Anyways. And then once you cross that threshold, you get album status. All right. It seems as if my voice is going, like, as I speak, literally, with you all, which is quite interesting. Anyways, my name here is Anita Binder, or Anita B, whatever you want to call me. The show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And as I'm talking to you, I'm, like, taking CDs out of the CD player, putting things in. I'm, like, totally prepared to play the next song, but I don't give myself any credit because my brain isn't working very well. So as I had mentioned earlier, no sleep. No sleep does just wonders for stupefying you. It really, like, I'm just so tired. You know you're tired when you're driving and then, like, you kind of start weaving in and out of traffic. Like, not in and out of traffic, but, like, into the other lane. And then you're like, oh, I need to focus. I really need to, Or you find yourself going, like, 42 kilometers an hour. And I'm like, oh. And I'm generally a fast driver. Okay, but I can make it. At 8 o'clock, I'm done, and I get to go back home to my crazy baby, little Dexter, little Dexter the Sexter, also known as Sexy Dexy, who kept me up all night last night. So if anyone is interested in adopting a 10-month-old baby boy, you know, really, if the price is right, I may just go for it. Oh, God, I'm so tired. By 10 months, he should be sleeping, but I don't know. It's karma. I did something wrong in a past life, and I'm getting punished. I think I might have killed somebody in India. I don't know. Anyways, speaking of gruesomeness, we have the Gruesomes with their album. It's new, but it is re-released. It's Gruesome Mania, and it has 20 songs. They are out of Montreal as well, and they're Trey Stylish. They are Trey Hip. They are just Trey. They are it. They are it. The It Boys of the mid to late 80s. And let's see, what song shall we hear? How about Buried and Dead? That's exactly how I feel. I feel like I'm buried and I'm dead, but I'm like I'm a ghost. I'm coming through the airwaves. Okay, there we go. Buried and dead. This right here is The Gruesomes. You are listening, of course, to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That's my show here. I'm here till 8. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
all this stuff. name is Natasha Raya Moreau, but now I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
C-I-T-R!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
C-I-T-R!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yee-haw!
Wide awake, pre-daybreak. Love it when the earth shakes. Hightown, you just can't sit still. Quit before it widespread. Learn to paint the town red. Xylene always made you ill. Goodbye to that old camp. That's the way it goes, champ. Some revivals don't work out. Young men of your design, don't fall left on the timeline. Join in while your new friends shine.
This is A, this is us, here we go. This is A, this is us, here we go. This is A, this is us, here we go.
Makes the truth clear. Still gotta get out of here as green glass gets bleaker than bleak. Oh, it's so hard to dance when the system's got no low end. No subs means no love means no fun. And all the boys in the street keeping time on repeat, keeping time till the last song's done. Time for gradients, time. As you so say farewell to that last phase. Hey pal, these are the days. Everything's moving so fast. Young men with such foresight, forward in your birthright. Join in, cause this time it's gonna last.
This is it. This is us, here we go. This is it, this is us, here we go. This is it, this is us, here we go. This is it, this is us. Thank you.
Okay, this is Circle Square. Circle Square have a new album out. It's called Songs About Dancing and Drugs, and I really like it. Again, like another band I played tonight, it's not generally the genre of music I play, but it's just sort of within my reach that I would play it. But I think I'm going to start playing this a lot. I really, really like it. They have a new album out. Yeah, I just told you that. I have no brain cells. Anyways, I looked them up, and they like to call themselves, I guess, new wave or trance, which is a good description. And a little bit about Circle Square is that I remember Circle Square way back in the day, like back in the 90s, like mid 90s, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Because I saw this CD here at the station in the rack, and I thought, Circle Square, that sounds so familiar. Anyways, the deal is that the guy, his name is Jeremy Shaw, and he is from Vancouver, but I guess now he's living in Berlin. So there you go. So that's interesting. So Circle Square is now in Berlin. How interesting. But it is getting CanCon. It's considered CanCon. So I guess they're Canadian enough to be considered Canadian. All right. So before Circle Square, we heard Salmon Blaster with the song Freeway from their self-titled album. Salmon Blaster are a band out of London, Ontario, from the mid-90s. And they are no longer. All right. And then, excuse me. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, we heard before that. Of course, that would be the famous, infamous, the wonderful band who do the theme song, which is the song we heard, which is Having an Average Weekend from Kids in the Hall. Love Kids in the Hall. I could just go on and on and on about that show. Anyways, the name of that album is called Savvy Showstoppers, and that was released in the late 80s. Can you believe it? Out of Toronto. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. And sadly, the bass player is dead. Yes, I know. I think he passed away in, it was either 02, 03, or 04, somewhere one of those years. And it really had me sad. I was really upset because they were part of like my generation, like my sort of youth. Like they were a huge influence. And I think they were for a lot of people my age. I'm of the Generation X. I'm a Gen Xer, and which probably seems old to a lot of people, but I guess... your stereotypical Gen Xer, like that movie Reality Bites. Remember that? All you Gen Xers? Yeah, that was like our era. All right. Us whiny slackers. That's basically what defines us as people. All right. So let's move on. My name, by the way, is Anita B. And this show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And it's all about Canadian music. That's what this show is. We're going to go back in time a bit to 1999, I believe. And I'm talking about a song from the compilation, which is Vancouver Special. It's the Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special, which is a Mint Records release. And it's got so many cool bands on it, 24 songs. And I'm going to play us something from the band Tremolo Falls, who I haven't played in a long time. And I always liked these guys, and I saw them live a couple times, and they didn't experience a huge amount of success, but they should have. They're one of those bands that I always really, really liked, and if anybody deserved to have a lot of exposure and success, I would have, in my head, picked these guys. But, you know, I mean, they were always there, but they didn't play a lot of live shows, if I remember correctly. But anyways, this is them. The song is called Adieu. And adieu. Yeah. I guess I won't bid you adieu for another 22 minutes or so. Speaking of which, Val is on with her show, Folk Oasis, at 8. She's here from 8 till 10. And I guess that's it. I guess you should know, though, that this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
cares, but I'm changing my ways these days. Well, there was a time when I used to run around with every old man. Well, I've been bad in the past, but I'm changing my ways. Not before I hauled up and slapped him too. And I said, ooh, not another other woman. Yeah, I said, ooh, not another other woman. Yeah, I said, ooh, not another other woman.
CITR. This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Turn it out. Trace of fear, well you know that we can get it on.